Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are completely split in the studio on this subject that we're about to talk about. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ thinks she would recognize this person. I don't think I would have after seeing the video.
So a huge megastar country artist gets into a disguise and then changes the way she speaks and goes out into the crowd. And if I'm a huge fan of hers, I'm going to know it's her.
Man, I don't.
The disguise was really good.
Let's just play the voice.
Who do you think?
Absolutely.
No clue.
Is this your first stagecoach?
Yes, it is.
Who are you excited to see?
Lady Wilson.
You got a heart like a truck. That's incredible. You know, I'm just not sure about that Lainey Wilson girl. Yeah, that was Lainey Wilson.
Who, I mean, there's a handful of people in Nashville that have that drawl. Reba McEntire has a huge drawl. Lainey Wilson is from Louisiana. She's got a huge drawl. Some of them have a little accent. Like Miranda's got accents at times, and other times you don't notice it. But there's no way you don't know it's Lainey Wilson when she has that drawl. But her in that voice, just at the very end here, listen again.
I'm not sure about that Lainey Wilson girl.
I would not know that was her.
It was so funny. Her husband, or well, her fiance, Duck, made it very clear he never wants to hear that voice again.
What did he say?
She was trying to practice while they got her all made up in this wig before she went out. And he goes, that is so annoying. And she was like, what? Trying to do a California girl.
He she
was
like, nailed it.
Stop doing that. It's so annoying. I think I would have. I want to be one of these people who gets fooled by one of the country artists.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for the day, which this totally sounds like something Dierks Bentley would do.
Oh, right? We should try and talk him into that.
So what? He's here in July.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, do you think you can put on a
disguise
and then have a different voice? Well, and then go out and try to interview people.
He does that whole thing with the Hot Country Nights.
Yeah.
Where he goes out on stage. And well, even funnier than that, Hot Country Nights, this was at Darien Lake years ago. I'm in the pit and they were like opening the show. And it's Dierks Bentley and his band in disguise.
Right.
And they just do like cheesy covers. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman next to me like, this band is horrible. And I'm like, that's Dierks. And she goes, that is not Dierks Bentley. I was like, that's Dierks Bentley up there. Have you ever been in a room with a celebrity and not known it?
I was poolside by Joe Namath with Joe Namath. And
what?
I did not know it was Broadway Joe.
Wow.
And I think he started getting upset that I didn't know who he was. Because we were just talking about my kids were swimming in the pool in West Palm and his grandkids were there. And I don't know, old man. We're just talking kids, aren't we?
I have been in a room with Tracy Lawrence. Mm-hmm. He was on tour with Justin Moore. This is right before COVID hit. And he walked into the room without the cowboy hat, without the stage clothes. He was in a baseball cap and a regular t-shirt. I thought he was one of the crew or like a manager. So he sat down. I moved over on the couch. I'm like, oh, here, go ahead. Have a seat. I talked to that dude for 20 minutes. I didn't know it was Tracy Lawrence.
Wow.
Felt like a complete idiot afterwards. After he got up and walked away and he was humming to himself, I was like, What just happened?
No.
They're going to have so much fun with these things. Your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Mm-hmm.
State troopers.
Yeah, you're going to see some new wheels on the road.
Fancy new cars.
Yeah, state police are adding the Ford Mustang GT patrol vehicles to their fleet.
If you haven't seen the pictures, they're pretty sweet looking. I'm not going to lie.
So far, there's 19, and we're going to see them deployed throughout the state in the next week or two. And these Mustangs have great performance, of course. Maneuverability, they say. But this is what gets me. They say that these Mustangs are actually, quote, 30% cheaper than the patrol SUVs that are being added to the state state police's fleet. Because that would be my luck. I'd want the Mustang, and they'd stick me with the Tahoe. I'd be like, I don't want the Tahoe. I want the new Mustang, right?
I think there's got to be some kind of thing. How do you get to drive it? That's my question.
Like, who gets to choose?
Who gets to choose who gets to drive? Is it assigned? Is it a seniority thing? Is it a, like, hey, you've been...
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
To work every day on time for a year so you get to take the Mustang today. Like, how does that work?
That's what we want to know.
We have some suggestions for the state police on how to decide which trooper gets to drive the car.
Because you don't want any internal fighting, so there needs to be established rules of how somebody's going to get to be chosen for the Mustang.
So you could have a parallel parking competition?
Yes!
I mean, if we have to do it to get a license, they should do it to be able to drive the Mustang, right? Mounted patrol competition?
Nice.
They do this down in Livingston County every year.
Yes. And it's called, you know, the Mounted Patrol, and they're on horses. You got to be able to be good on a horse before you can be good in the Mustang.
Can you handle a real Mustang?
A real Mustang.
Before you get behind the car
correct.
Version. They can have organized slap fights.
Yes!
You ever see those?
I love those. Slap fight. Winner gets the Mustang.
See, we thought about maybe a giant dodgeball game.
Yes.
Does that come down to the last one standing? Is that how that works?
Always, yeah. Okay. Of course.
And of course, there's always rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
Every day they show up. Their
best
little headquarters.
Two out of three.
Yeah, best two out of three. And and whoever loses, they have to put a student driver sticker on the back of their lame Tahoe.
Do you remember when they were Impalas? They were Chevy
Impalas. Oh, yeah. Those were
right before.
Yeah, those are kind of ugly.
And the Taurus.
I like the Chargers.
The Chargers were nice.
The Chargers are nice. I've always wanted to own a decommissioned cop car. First of all, don't
there's
be fooled.
Plenty out there.
Don't be fooled. Those cars are jacked up. They are
you
supercharged.
Think?
Yes, they are.
I don't
are.
Get the Ford Taurus. That's
the secret. You don't. You think you're going to run from them? Good luck.
No,
those cars are huge. No, whatever. This feels like there should be more outrage than there is for this. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
I don't think it's one of those stories that has quite caught on fire yet, and it will as soon as our high school football season begins. That's what I think.
Yeah, probably.
So after 47 years, people, the Buffalo Bills are no longer going to host the Section 6 high school football championships at their new stadium, as they have for 47 years. The championship games are moving to UB, to the stadium at UB. Which is nowhere near the facility that Bill's stadium
is. It's not even the point of where it is.
Yes.
It's the fact that the kids have been using it for decades, generations.
Yes. And it's such a big deal. Like when you're in high school and you make it that far into the sectionals and you're able to go out and play on a professional NFL field like that.
Right.
That's life changing. That's memorable stuff.
And this is not the Buffalo Bills stadium. Let's remember, kids, this is our stadium.
It's New York
State. This is the stadium that was built by taxpayers, not by the people who own the Buffalo Bills.
Correct. So that's where I'm surprised there's not more outrage. $850 million in public money was used to build. And that's just what's on the books. I'm pretty sure there's been subsidized different things here and there.
Yeah.
And so legally making the ownership of the new stadium, New York State. Right.
So the kids can't use it.
It's supposed to be a public forum, right? It's
so
supposed to be able to be used by the public for different things. And this is the, I don't know. This is the thing too, is they won't have any problems hosting concerts there, but it is going to be a grass field as opposed to the turf, but I'm not buying.
Well, that's better then.
I'm not buying the fact that they're going to tear up the grass. But if.
Is that the logic?
The 350-pound guys who play every Sunday
and out they don't there. Have a crew that can fix that every single week?
Well, they do, but they still are very worried about it. And so I don't know why this has happened. I don't know if it's a scheduling thing, but I'm really, I just think it was kind of one of those shady things that, you know what, you told us this was going to be great for us as a community, you know. Granted, Bills did need a new stadium. Their older stadium, we had one of the older ones in the NFL. I have nothing against the new stadium. It's just how it went about. And the fact that now everything's changing.
Yeah.
And there's so much exclusive. And, you know, a lot of times, I don't know.
Well, what about prices for tickets? If you want to go to a game next year.
I have no idea.
Is it going to cost you more than it did last year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.